Welcome to the Plan Simple Meals podcast. I am your host, Mia Moran. Moms have the power to change the future, one meal at a time. The Plan Simple Meals podcast is for busy moms who want to create a healthier, happier home. Listen in for informative conversations and valuable strategies to make meals healthy, meaningful, and fun. Let's do this. Hey, busy mamas. Welcome to this episode of the Plan Simple Meals podcast. So I get to interview so many amazing women and some men on this podcast, and I love it because I find that I learn so much from the people I interview. I learn all the information that they have to share because I'm usually asking people to be on the podcast for a specific reason. And when people ask to be on the podcast, we sort of talk about what fits in really well beforehand. And it's funny because some of the people who I've reached out to, I have a relationship with and I know, and some people I haven't known. And each of those episodes go differently, and it's a different pace to get deep into the content. So today on the show, I'm telling you all this because I have a really great friend on the show, Star. And the cool thing about having a really great friend being on the show, and she's just a great person, which you'll hear instantaneously, is she gets really vulnerable. She's sharing a lot, and she's just sharing her experience of really learning to take care of herself and how that really pulled her out of, I don't know, if she might refer to it actually as a depression throughout the podcast, but just a time when we're overwhelmed and down as a mom. Sometimes that's actually hormonal. Sometimes it's for a number of reasons, but we're just stuck and we can't get out. And she is going to just share this amazing story. She tells it all. So I'm really excited for this episode with Star. And I'm also really excited because if anyone lives in the Cincinnati area, I'm doing a live event with Star on December 2nd, Thursday, December 2nd in Cincinnati, which is where she's from. And that's on my drive back across the U.S. from California back to Boston. So I'm super excited about that event. So if you're in Cincinnati, check out the Plan Simple Meals website, plansimplemeals.com, and check in on those events because we would love to have you. And talking about events, before I leave the West Coast, I feel like I still have this whole time that I get to spend in Southern California and Arizona. So there's a lot coming up. It's going to be sort of 2 weeks of tons of events, a lot of them about the holidays and how to have a healthier and calmer holidays. And for those of you who aren't in Southern California or Arizona or Cincinnati, I think in St. Louis I might be doing an event, and in Detroit. So if you're not in any of those places, or you're anywhere on the way, send me an email. Maybe we can make something happen, although it's pretty packed. But I'm doing a few virtual events too. So check out plansimplemeals.com and see how you can see if you can show up for any of those events in person or online. And as always, if you sign up for our email list, then we will share those events with you in your inbox and you will be sure not to miss them. So I'm super excited. Speaking about happy and healthy holidays is like literally my favorite thing. So we're going to get into this episode with Star, but the last thing I want to tell you about happy and healthy holidays is that next week we're doing something a little bit different on the podcast. So as you can see, I tried doing two episodes a week for a little bit, and then I moved into one, which definitely is more balanced in my life, balancing this business with three kids. But every once in a while, there's going to be a few topics that I think need to come out more close together, and I have more to say on them, or I know people who have more to say on them, and next week is one of those weeks. So we're going to have a whole week. It's called a week of giving, and it's all about having happy, healthy, and simple holidays, and it's going to be a little thing focused. So I don't usually push products on this podcast, but there's a number of companies that I really believe in, and there's certain things that I always make sure that I fit into our holidays, the gifts we give the kids and how we give gifts. And so I really wanted to create a week around this so that we can really have intentional holidays and healthy holidays. And I'm really excited about this week. So it's going to kick off with an episode from me just about how I go about giving in the holidays, how I do that within my family and friends, and some of the things that I really recommend that we get in order to live a healthy and happy life. So hopefully that will be inspiring. All these episodes will also be supported by PDFs so that you can actually, you know, see the stuff we're talking about. And then we're going to have somebody who talks about some food supplement, somebody who talks about organic clothing and how important that is, somebody who talks about how we're storing our food. We have an amazing person who's coming on to talk about baking in general, and I have a lot of cool little stocking stuffery gifts around that. And then we're going to have someone talk about making stuff, making amazing gifts for the holidays that involve wonderful scents, and you can really get your kids involved. So I'm really, really, really excited about this week, and I hope you tune in. Also, if you go to the website, you'll see a special link for a week of giving, and when you click on that, you'll immediately be able to sign up so that you're getting all the supporting checklists and PDFs so that you too can have this amazing holiday. And at the end of it all, I'll be sharing throughout the week, but part of all of this is at the end, I'm going to do a big 3-hour free live stream where it's like a workshop where you're in front of your computer on Black Friday. You're taking this time for yourself and you're really plotting out your simple holiday season so that when by the time the new year comes, you're ahead of the game. And I think one of the big things about resolutions and how we sometimes start them and don't continue with them, I think part of the reason that happens is because we're so out of our bodies by the time New Year actually hits, because we've had this whole month where we have said yes to too many things. Sometimes we spend too much money on the holidays. We've eaten food that isn't serving us. And so we enter the New Year with goals that we didn't even need to have in November, because we've sort of gotten outside of how we really want to be, because we're just sort of going with the flow or going with these past beliefs we have or doing what we think we need to do. So I really want to sort of work through that so that by the time January hits, there's no way that your resolutions, you know, won't happen, because you're going to be ahead of the game when it starts. So I'm super, super excited about that. And also, if you're not a part of our private Facebook group, which is at healthymomsmeetup.com, sign up for that. That's a great thing to sign up, because all of this is going to be going on live within that. So all the PDFs will be in there. We'll be reminding you of the episodes. We'll be having great conversations with moms about the holidays. So that's a great way to really dive in and participate in this conversation. And of course, because it's the holiday season and we're talking about gifts that you might purchase for ones you love or for yourself or for your kids or for your mother-in-law, whoever it happens to be, I want to give gifts too. So there will be a giveaway involved in this week. So chime in. You have to be in the Facebook group to be part of that, and you have to be participating in the conversation.
Today on the line, I have Star Staubach, who is a best-selling author, a speaker, a coach, but totally most importantly, and you'll hear why in a sec, the mom of 3 young kids, the caregiver of her 90-year-old father-in-law, and business owner, juggling all that at the same time. And the coolest thing about Star is that among everything that she takes on, she really has a lifelong commitment to personal development and learning all that she can and growing through all the chaos of her life. So I'm so excited to welcome Star to the show today. Welcome, Star.
Thank you, Mia. Thank you for those really kind words. You moved me. Thank you.
You're welcome. So let's dive. We were on a sort of a pre-call chat, so we know what we're talking about. So let's dive right in to one of the things that comes up at this time of the year, and sort of mirrors our bios a little bit, because my bio is not so unsimilar from yours, is that it's busy, no matter who we are, whether we work or we don't work, you know, the amounts of kids we have, even if we don't have somebody in the house who's older who we're caring for. Usually we have to think about all those relatives at this time of year, the holidays. And so it's this time, I feel like, that we can really lose ourselves in. And so we lose ourselves in the busyness of the holidays, which is kind of sometimes fun, right? But then all of a sudden, on the other side of it, is the new year and this time where we want to improve ourselves and be better, but we're kind of like starting from this place of lack because we've spent this 3 or 4 week period like totally not zeroed in on ourselves. So I kind of feel like, and I just made this up in my head, but that mimics a lot your story of Paris. So I would love you to share that with the listeners today and just what that meant to you. So for everyone listening, Star went on this incredible trip to Paris, you know, by any means, but she had this epiphany while she was there, and I think we should all hear it.
So let me just say that I love the way that you lead up to that. This is a busy time of year, and the way that we can see that is in nature. Just look at all the squirrels and all the animals who are getting ready to hibernate for the winter. They're getting ready to kind of just shut down, and nature is kind of shutting down. And we're naturally doing something similar, and I don't know that we are aware of it. It's just kind of unconsciously happening. And we just go about the busyness of it without really understanding and really realizing that that's what's happening in our lives. But I think it's fascinating. I love how nature reflects what's happening in our own bodies and our own lives on a very organic level. So, well, Mia, I kind of want to back up with this Paris story just a little bit and let our listeners know that I was going through significant depression. And as a life coach, a motivational speaker, that was really hard for me. And so as a result, I was headed out the door. I was grabbing my business cards, going to a business meeting, networking meeting, and I was in a fit of tears. And I can hear little footsteps coming my way, so we might have joiners that I can shoo or distract. But I was in a fit of tears, and my husband said, "Sweetheart, just go." I didn't want to go. And he said, "Just go, and maybe someone there will take care of you the way you take care of everyone else." And I was in my office, and I was getting my business cards, and my crystal ball caught my eye. And I thought, I'm just going to bring it. I'm just going to play. And so I brought it with me, and I sat it on the table. When I walked in, a friend caught my eye and said, "Are you okay?" And I said, "No." She said, "Do you want to go sit in the corner and talk?" And I said, "No," because I knew that if I did, it would be one of those really ugly cries that wouldn't stop. And I didn't want that because I cried the entire way there. I knew my face was probably red and puffy. And I sat at the table and I put this crystal ball down on the table and I said, "Let's just play tonight. I didn't want to be polished. I didn't want to be on as the businesswoman." And I put this crystal ball on the table and I said, "Let's just play. Ladies, if we could," and I stacked my table with people that I knew that I could have fun with, that I didn't, you know, that I could just be myself with. And we passed this crystal ball around and I went first and I said, "I really want Paris, kid-free, with my husband for my 40th birthday." And Mia, when it left my lips, like my heart felt like it just was spoken to directly, you know, like it just felt, it was the most amazing feeling. And it was a sense of light to me in this darkness that I was feeling. And I listened to that and I spoke it out loud and it felt also incredibly far removed from where I was at the time. I was still breastfeeding through the night. I had kids waking me up in the middle of the night. Financially, we just weren't there. We didn't have that kind of money to go on that kind of a trip because it's an investment. And and we just weren't there. Well, the crystal ball went around the table and the person sitting next to me missed what I said. She wasn't at the table when I said it. And she went to go and blow her nose. And on her designer packet of tissues were stars and the Eiffel Tower.
Oh, my gosh.
And my name being Star, and I'm having just said that I have this dream to go to Paris, everyone was like, "Oh, my God, Star, look, it's a sign. You're meant to go to Paris." Well, later that week, I was out to dinner with some friends, and I still had this crystal ball in my purse, and I'm laughing about how heavy my purse was, and I could probably use it as a weapon because it's so heavy, this crystal ball. And my friends are like, "Well, of course, why do you have a crystal ball in your purse, Star? What? Only you would have a crystal." And I tell them the story that I just shared with you, and they lean across the table at me and they're like, well, you know that we have a timeshare in Paris, right? No.
Oh my God.
I didn't know this. Right. Exactly. Yeah. So we have a 2.5-year-old little fella joining us for our call, but he then looked up availability and this timeshare was available and he said, Star, it's available January 9th through the 16th. Would that work? What, buddy? And my birthday's January 10th. You want me to stop talking? And isn't this what we do, mamas? Like, we go, true, no, seriously, Laura, like, oh, you want that from me? Okay, let's just go and do that now.
Yeah.
So he said, it's available January 9th through the 16th. My birthday's January 10th.
Wow.
And then this timeshare was only, it was only $120 for the week, and it was 3 miles from the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah.
And that made my husband, who's Mr. Practical, you know, he much more linear thinking than I, and the guy who, when I came home with the little tissue and I was all excited and telling him this big dream, he just kind of patted me and like, sweetheart, I'm so glad you had a nice night. Paris would sound amazing. It sounds amazing, but you know, I mean, we can't really, that can't be possible. Well, once he heard the accommodation and the being available, then he opened up, and then we found 50,000 Sky Mile points, which equates to $500 off of flights, and then he got an unprecedented bonus that made him feel safe to financially make that investment for us to do that. And the result, so all along I kept thinking that this was my thing. It's my 40th birthday. This is my big wish. And we had to find childcare, which the kids had never slept over anywhere else. I mean, maybe the girls had a sleepover at their cousin's house once, but they really had never, we'd never been away from all three of them, ever.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was a big transition, and the kids ended up with Grandma and Grandpa for 2 weeks in Michigan, and they had an amazing time, to the point that as a mom, I was kind of concerned that they wouldn't want to come home to me. They had so much fun at Grandma and Grandpa's, you know. Mamas, you know you have that fear, like, I'm not alone, please tell me I'm not alone. But they, and of course they were happy to come home to mom, you know, and I got to experience that. Now, Mia, had you told me that we could go to Florida or New York City or California, the Grand Canyon, we would have packed the kids up, put them in the van, and we all would have made the trip.
Mm.
It absolutely, unequivocally had to be giant. It had to be across an ocean. It had to be Paris. For both myself and my husband to go through the motions of making it happen, of creating that experience. Otherwise, it just wouldn't have worked. It wouldn't have happened. We would have just taken the kids, and we would have all had a big, big time of it.
Right.
And my dad, I'll never forget, it was only a couple nights in, and my dad, I was emailing to find out how the kids were, because they were still waking up, and I felt really guilty about kind of dumping that on them, you know, and oh gosh, they're going to have to deal with this. And I called my dad, and he was in tears, and he said, I just feel so grateful that I get to be the one to comfort them in the middle of the night. And they did wake up, and he was just so incredibly grateful for that experience and that opportunity to be the one. Because they, you know that when you're with your kids and you're with your parents, the kids are going to run to you first. And I don't think we realize the power and the beauty in allowing them to go to other people and be comforted, and what that means to, you know, the grandparents or the other caregivers who get to cuddle.
Well, it's a relatively recent transition in society that we keep everything so to ourselves.
Yes.
I mean, I don't know the exact history of it, but I feel like it wasn't even quite the same when we were kids, so it was still transitioning to this state that we're in right now.
Right. Well, because we've broken away from communities. I mean, for Pete's sake, we are designed to live in community. We are designed to have a village. We are designed to have cousins and siblings just next door or across the street or down the hut, you know, down the way.
Yeah.
And in the same hut even, you know. So, I mean, we're designed to have that, those hands-on people around us and supporting us, and we're not designed to do this on our own. We are not designed to be, and I think that that's part of what was contributing to my depression was, you know, you take on so much responsibility. Again, it's unconscious. You don't even realize that you're doing it. You just take it on. Every single thing in the family, you know, I think we've talked about this before, Mia, like, you know how many bowel movements they've had. You know how many greens they've had in their diet in the last week. You know everything. You know their sleeping habits. And you just feel incredibly responsible for that. So that's my Paris story.
I love your Paris story.
Me and too. So,
what did that, so now that you had that piece of information and you had an amazing time in Paris, what happens when you get back?
Oh, my gosh. So just I can't describe the heavenly feeling of returning. Like, I mean, I think we all know that sensation when we come home from vacation and you're like, oh, man, home just feels so good. But to be reunited with your kids and they're so excited to see you, regardless of all the treats. And, you know, they were sharing Instagram photos with us when we were away, my stepmom and my dad. And I was joking. I was like, man, wait a minute. Are they wearing new clothes again? Like, it felt like hobby. They're, you know, shopping became an extracurricular hobby for them, you know, while we were away. They were just so spoiled. And that was beautiful. I mean, they got to experience that, you know, they really got to experience that. And to have grandparents who didn't have the same worries and concerns that we do on a daily basis, to be so fully present with them and to do those special things with them. You know, my son got his first haircut. When mommy and daddy went to Paris, and where did you go? Did you go with Grandma and Grandpa D? Yeah, he's got a big smile on his face. His body is like, yeah. And they all talk about it. They all talk about, remember when mom and dad were in Paris? And I got I cried as you would on my birthday in Paris when my stepmom sent me a video of all three of them and their cake that they baked and singing happy birthday to mama.
Oh, that's so cute.
And so
all this happened, all this spoiling happened. And I think that's a big worry of a lot of parents, especially when we're thinking about food, right? So that's like a big thing that, like, you go to a friend's house and you have the wrong, quote-unquote, wrong food, or you go to grandma's and she's always giving candy or, you know, if you don't do sugar. But did that matter when you got home?
No, they weren't.
They wanted to go shopping every day, right?
No, they didn't. And they didn't have that. They had an understanding that that was at grandma's house, and that's what grandma does, and that's not how mom and dad do it. And, you know, grandma and grandpa instilled things in their home that we were able to carry over because they, you know, they didn't have, again, I feel like they kind of don't have the same stress and pressures that we do as parents, and they're coming at it just a little, from just a slightly different angle. And so, you know, there were times when I was like, wait, you didn't do this to grandma and grandpa, did you? You didn't scream at grandma like this. And so, you know, we capitalized on that as well. Now, the other thing that it did for us, Mia, is that now my husband and I are much more free to go. We know that we can get away. We know that we can, you know, create an escape for ourselves. Again, that's not something that would have happened had it been a trip anywhere else within the continental U.S. You know, we just would have been like, oh, well, this is just how we make it happen. And it really did force us. It forced us to create that space, both for us and for the kids. Now, and not only that, I mean, it was far beyond just our family. It allowed it allowed other people to dream bigger as well. And I think that that's the most beautiful part for me, is for other people to see that, no, wait, you really can have these things that seem so far out of reach. And I can't stress that enough, how far Paris was out of our reach. And, you know, in my depression was an obsessive, real depression comes with obsessive compulsive behaviors. And my obsessive compulsive thoughts were that my husband was having an affair. So you can imagine what that does to a relationship and to a marriage, right? Yeah. I know Mia's laughing. It's just like, that's just so, I mean, it was so ludicrous.
The most committed and husband ever.
He really is, Mia. And, you know, like he's, and cognitively, I'm a smart woman. Like, I feel like I have some intelligence. And I knew that it wasn't real, but I couldn't escape this feeling. I just, like, it was horrible. It was a horrible, horrible space to be in. But Paris and that trip away was like unequivocal. No, absolutely, he adores you. No.
Yes.
And did things to surprise me and brought things back, little trinkets that I didn't realize he was buying, and redecorated our bathroom. I have the metro, the Paris metro in our bathroom now, a map.
Aww,
yeah. So, I mean, it's a completely different love affair, you know, and it is a love affair. Like, I'm just so madly in love with him. And I think that every couple deserves space like
yeah.
that.
Well, and that taking care of yourself, I'm imagining that lasted longer than just getting back, right? Like that freedom that you know that you can do something, even if you don't do it all the time. Like, right, maybe you haven't even gone away since, because that was just last year. But you said that you have that, you know you can.
Yeah.
So there's some freedom in that, mm-hmm. knowing you can. And I see that a lot with food, because a lot of times we think things are going to be really hard. So we make them almost impossible to do.
Right.
But a lot of times if we have that inner voice, which is what it was to go to Paris, we also have the ability to make that thing happen. We just have to look for all those little clues.
Right. And that's what I said to people, you know, part of that process is simply talking about it, understanding that you are only one set of eyes and ears. And the more people that you can tell, and I was as a speaker, like, I did have speaking engagements at the time, and I was telling people, I was like, listen, the more people you tell about your big dream, the more of a chance it has to come to fruition. Because, again, we're designed to connect. We're designed to be in community. We're designed to see one another thrive. I want it. It gives me a thrill and a joy to see you thrive. And so if you're telling me your big wish and your big dream, consciously or unconsciously, I'm trying to help you to reach that. You know, you rack your brain for resources or connections or how can I, you know, like, that'd be great to see Mia do that, whatever that might be. And so I really think it's I think we underestimate the power of simply saying it out loud. And the number of women who have desires, even if it's something as simple as a new bra, the number of women who keep that locked inside and don't say it out loud is alarming. It's mm-hmm. alarming. Yeah.
Well, it's funny because that's very, the out loud part mimics very much my story. And I am not necessarily, I've become quite an out loud person. Like, I've grown into mm-hmm. that, but that's not my nature. I'm definitely like an mm-hmm. introvert, and I'm married to an extrovert, and I still hide. Like, when he goes out, like, and talks, you know, to somebody about something for a party, I'm always kind of like, you know, and usually it's about like marketing me or something, but, you know, I always kind of like shy away. Mm-hmm. But when I first had my moment with food, it's all kickstarted with being in this yoga class and sort of going there in that moment of desperation. Like, that was my self-care moment, was that hour at yoga class. So doesn't have, you know, Paris is awesome, but they can be little things, right?
Mm-hmm,
and at
mm-hmm.
that point, yoga, you know, I had my third was probably 9 months. So it wasn't quite my moment to get away. I did have Paris too a year later, I was in this yoga class, and I just remember being like, I don't know why, but I have to introduce myself to the teacher. And I have to just, tell her. And I didn't even know, what I was thinking. What do you mean I have to tell her? And so I just remember going up, and she was happened to be the person who owned the studio. And I just said, hey, I live down the street. I love this class. It meant a lot to me. And we just kept going. And she was such a kind, nice person that she kept pulling stuff out of me, which is similar to what you and I do now. And, so by the end of our literally 2-minute conversation, she knew that I was unhappy in my body. Mm-hmm. And she had the solution. The next day I was at her house. She had step one of the solution. So the next day I was at her house, and she was all into raw vegan food, and she said, try this. And she was the first person who ever told me about the idea of manifesting and that you could sort of be in control of your own future, which was totally not a concept I understood. And so those two tools together sort of kickstarted my thing. I had these 6 recipes, and I tell a lot of people that I just literally ate those same 6 things for a long time, 3 months. and then every single day I would write on a note card what it was that I wanted to feel and why I was eating this way, in the present tense. And, as when you start acting as if that is your present, you start behaving differently and doing different things. And so it's funny, but that was the way I made it doable with working and having 3 kids at the time. I owned a design company, and it was busy. And so, immediately the food had this big impact. And then you start saying things out loud. And it's funny because my next step was I couldn't eat the same freaking food. So the woman who gave me this was awesome, but she wasn't necessarily a cook. And so, she didn't have more tools to give me around the recipes. So I Googled cooking classes, I think it was raw vegan cooking classes or vegan gluten-free or something. I Googled cooking classes, and literally at the top of Google was, and Nina has been on the show before, was this woman was having a cooking class in her house, which she didn't do for very long. And it was 2 days later, and it was 5 blocks from my house. And the weird thing is that Nina and I have become great friends. She's been on this podcast, and we have so many friends in common. One of my best friends from when I had, that group of friends you meet when you have your first child and you hang out all the time together, she actually lived below her. And then at the school my kids ended up at, her best friend sent her kids to school there, and we became friends. So there was no way I wouldn't have met her. But it's you just put it out there, and it comes to you when it's supposed to, how it's supposed to. And, that just happened to be a random Google search. But it's just funny. You just have to keep talking. And the tools really do come in unexpected ways, right? You had no idea you'd actually get to Paris in that apartment.
No.
And you had no idea the lessons you'd learn. And I love that. Let's go a little bit into taking care of ourselves, Lana.
I think that feels overwhelming to say out loud, to admit that we have needs. And I think that that's part of the reason why we don't identify those desires, right? Because I see, you're so funny.
I tried to put it in there for him.
I have not only do I have my little guy at home with me today, but I also have another little one who is sick, which, speaking of self-care, and staying home today with me, I would go to do workshops, and I would always have an activity for kids. Can you take brother and take that with you? And thank you, sissy. Thank you, sis. And I would ask little kids that they, your mom, they would do a little activity, and it was for mom. It was something to give to mom. And I would ask them, your mom does a lot. Does she bake cookies for you? Does she do crafty things? Does she read to you? Does she help you get dressed? Yeah. Does she take care of you when you're sick? Yeah. Who takes care of mommy when she's sick? Right, exactly. Yeah. And these kids were just like, I don't know. Right. And it was,
I think a lot of us experience that dad gets sick sometimes at the same time, and sometimes worse.
Right.
Have you ever noticed that?
Yes. 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 Oh, poor dads. They feel it so much more intensely, don't they? I love you, dads. Yeah. And it's a thing, and I don't know that we really believe that our needs can be met.
Yeah.
That we can practice self-care. I think that there is this limiting belief that self-care means extra time that I don't have, because that's the commodity that we are all short on, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because our day is just absolutely filled. And what I'll say to you about that, Mia, is that, and this is another story, another, you know, defining moment in my life, but this was when I just had the two girls, and my youngest was about 18 months. And she was the kids were waking me up. It's about I don't think that I'm alone, so I'm just going to share, but they come into the bedroom between 3 and 5, you know, like mm-hmm. they're invading our bed between those hours. And this particular morning, I was just full of rage. I was angry and pissed off that I just was bitter that I didn't have any time to myself. None. Zero. Every part of me was being invaded. You know, nothing is safe or sacred. And tired. Nothing is safe or sacred. You know, you have jewelry, makeup, everything of mine just gets invaded. I don't have anything safe. And my bed being invaded, and I laid there, I'm going to say it was a good hour and a half of just mm-hmm. anger and rage. And then I entered into that dialogue with myself of, well, Star, you can either lay here and keep being angry, or you can get up and do something. And as if there was this rebellious teenager in my mind, I was like, well, right, what am I going to do? I don't have time. And the next statement was, you're going to get up and go for a run. But I'm not a runner. I'm not going to go running. I don't even know what that would look like. Well, I did it anyway. I strapped on a pair of shoes and I went running. And I'm not. I really need to stress that. Like, I ran cross country in high school just because there was nothing else for me to do. I didn't want to be a cheerleader, and I hated it, but I did it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I started running that morning, and I felt amazing. I felt so alive. I felt connected to my body, to nature, and just the air and breathing it and having that, you know, that oxygenated air to the lungs and to the brain, and it just felt amazing. I remember leaping into the air and saying to the woman at the bus stop, I'm running. And she was like, yeah, like people do that sometimes, you know, but for me, it was such a monumental moment. And I just kept running because it felt really good. But I had, prior to that, I had been telling myself I had no time for me. And,
right.
and then I started getting up early before they were getting dressed and before all the day started. I started doing my own and realizing that that was just a limitation that I set for myself,
yep.
you know, that I didn't have any time.
Well, and it's interesting because, well, I think there are things that you can do powerfully in 5 or 10 minutes, you know, like
mm-hmm.
there's definitely
mm-hmm.
things. I think sometimes we think of taking care of ourselves as big, like going to get a massage or a pedicure and expensive,
mm-hmm.
right? But I don't think it has to be. But I also want to be careful that we're always only giving ourselves 5 minutes. Because, yes, there's
mm-hmm.
so many things you can do in 5 minutes. You can take a deep breath. You know,
mm-hmm.
you can close your eyes. You can have a glass of water. You know, you
mm-hmm.
can feed yourself really well. Like, all those things are important. And we don't always do those things. Like, not, like, eating something that you don't want to eat because it's the only thing your child will eat is not self-care. That's the opposite,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So all these things don't have to take a lot of time, but I just want to be careful that we don't always think we don't have enough time
mm-hmm.
to do something real or enough money to do something real, because
mm-hmm.
sometimes we do need those more times. Like, you can't run in 5 minutes. You know, that really does take 30 or 40 minutes. And what I found over time, though, and it's funny because you're talking to me in a minute of, and I'm pretty good at self-care because I teach it, but I've been
mm-hmm.
on the road. I've been on the road for, you know, usually we teach what we need, but I've been on the road for 5 weeks now, and it is definitely the thing that goes the fastest when your schedule changes, when you're not
mm-hmm.
in your normal rhythm. you know, because it does take effort. It takes effort to fit yourself in. So I feel equally as inspired by this conversation as I hope everybody else does, to amp that up a little bit right now. Because you do sort of have to think it through a little bit, and you do have to ask for help. You know, if you have kids and you're the one who's with them all the time, in order to have some alone time, you got to figure out where they're going to go. And you have to ask for that, and you have to say that you need that. And I think somewhere along the line, we think thought of that as weakness.
Mm-hmm.
And I love your story that it empowered, like that your mom was just waiting. Like the grandparents were just waiting, right? They were waiting to have the kids. And it was such an honor for them. And I think we forget that.
Mm-hmm.
And
absolutely we do. And
like,
not only was it an honor for them, but people want to serve us. Daggone it.
Yeah.
They want to see us taking care of ourselves.
Yeah.
They really do. And they want to be able to help with that. I mean, how many times, and again, I mean, we've had this conversation, Mia, about receiving and allowing yourself to receive when it's your turn to just, listen, you're not taking advantage of people. You know, like you're not sucking them dry. The fact that you're even considering that is an indication that you're not a selfish person, for Pete's sake. Like, can we just eliminate that chatter, you know, and allow yourself to receive if that's a meal that someone wants to bring you or letting the kids be taken care of. You know, I ran into a neighbor who's going to be having a baby soon, and I said, listen, you bring that firstborn down to me who's going to be 18 months when this new baby is born. Not even. I don't even think she's going to be that old. Maybe 15 months. And I said, you bring her to me. I'm your neighbor. This is what neighbors are for. No, you're not paying me. You need to have a break when that baby comes. You need to enjoy that new baby. You know, and I just, and it was really hard for that mom to, like, what do you want from me? Like, why are you, you know, like, I could see her kind of resisting it. And it just breaks my heart, the amount of support that is accessible that we've kind of just pushed away because we have to do this on our own. And you know, being from a family, being from relationships where there's been addiction involved, it can be really hard to rely on people. And I get it. Like for me, to do everything myself, you know, it's a somewhat of a chronic issue because I've had to do things myself. I couldn't rely on people. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so there is a trust element involved there to be able to trust that people will want to help, and they do. And even the people who aren't able to show up in your life, they still want to help. They just are not in the capacity to be able to do it, but they do want to.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think that's really, really important. And it's funny because, and I think this is, I'm talking about dads. Often I think as moms, we think of dads as like a caregiver, but they're parents. You know, like we're all in this together. And so, you know, dad staying home with the kids for an hour on Saturday morning, that's not like extra. That's just life. And you do the same for him all the time, right?
Mm-hmm.
And things like people will, I've heard moms say, you know, I hear a lot of food stories because that's the world I'm in. But I'll hear like how stressed out it can be to go to the grocery store with two kids. And you know what? It can, because all those people are marketing to our kids the wrong stuff at their eye level. And so if you're at the grocery store at a moment when you're not like your freshest, worked out self, like it's hard. And so why do you have to drag them to the grocery store every time? You know, you actually don't. You can do those things by yourself. You know, you can have a grown-up moment. You can sit at the grocery store and even sip a cup of tea after and write in a journal or just, you know, make your list for the week. You know, it doesn't always have to be hard. And I think sometimes when we're seeking taking care of ourselves, our minds are going really big. And I think those big dreams are great. But I think there's also sort of small moments within that, you know, that are really helpful. And let's get back to the holidays.
Can we do a demonstration of how powerful those small moments are?
Yeah, let's do it.
And so I just want to invite our listeners to just settle into where they are. Allow yourself to just be supported. by the seat that you're sitting in, the bed that you're laying on, wherever you are, just let yourself feel completely supported. Allow your muscles to just relax. Relax and let go, knowing that they don't have to do any work. And I invite you just to take a breath. Inhale through your nose. And exhale, allowing the stale air to be pushed out. The stale air that gets trapped from our go, 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 always got to be on the go, fast-paced lives. I get it. But just release. Inhale again, and with this next inhale, I want you to take in all the breaths that you can, and then when you think you've taken in just as all that you can, I want you to sip the air and get just a little more in. And then exhale again, and this time force it out. And allow yourself to just become aware of what happens when you focus on your breathing, when you give it attention. The beautiful thing about your breath is that it will happen regardless of whether or not you're paying attention to it. It will happen even if you try to hold it back, even if you try not to allow it. Life will keep going. You'll keep moving. And that's what happens with each of us, Mia. Life just keeps going. But, and when we give it the slightest bit of attention, it shifts our experience in it. And I love to use the breath as that gentle metaphor. You know, that when it's going to keep happening, it's going to keep doing its thing. I don't have to really give it attention or focus. But when I do, and when I'm attentive to it and present with it, it shifts the way I feel.
Yeah.
It changes that experience.
And that is self-care and nurturing and taking care of ourselves, mm-hmm. which is so awesome. And
mm-hmm.
I feel like breathing, drinking water, sleeping, mm-hmm. these are all things we think are so easy and are so vital to our health. And then we don't see them being sort of taken away. You know, we don't see that we're not using, you know, making sure that we're protecting those things.
Mm-hmm.
It aren't big, they're things we just know. So I love that. I love the breath. That's an awesome thing. And we can all take deep breaths at any time, mm-hmm. during any holiday celebration, during any craziness, and get ourselves back to center. So I love that.
I tell my clients to set a timer on their phone.
No, that's a good one.
Just for 3 times a day. Like, set a timer, have it repeated 3 times a day. You know, it can be around meal times, because you can breathe anytime. You can breathe when you're driving. You can breathe when you're having a conversation. You can breathe in a meeting. You can breathe when you're making lunches. You know, but just to hear that chime on your phone and make the bell sound, make the, you know, the indicator sound different, so that maybe it's a harp, maybe it's a heavenly sound, so that you can just be reminded that you have access to this.
Mm-hmm.
And it's that simple practice that will lead to others. You know, it doesn't have to be, again, it doesn't have to be Paris. It doesn't have to be a massage. It doesn't have to be a 45-minute run. You know, it can be a simple moment that you're just more present, because that presence turns into, you know, perhaps more patience and perhaps better choices. And it translates.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And if we do it, I love the idea of doing it before a meal, because then we're giving our kids that tool too. And the more we teach them that they can take care of themselves, the more they will, and the more that takes it off of us. And like, why wouldn't we want that for them in their future too? So it's not, you know, if anyone ever feels guilty about taking care of themselves or eating the right thing, I think it's just important to realize that modeling is the best teacher ever. I mean, that's proven. By educators everywhere. So, you know, the more we can model taking care of ourselves, the more our daughters and sons will do it too, and spouses actually will do it too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. So we've been on this a long time. So I think we're gonna call it a day. But before we do that, I have two things. First, I want you to tell everyone how to get a hold of you. And second, I have a question that I ask everybody at the end of the episode. But Star and I are doing a really fun live event in Cincinnati, which is part of the end of my book tour, which I'm super excited about. So I'm hoping anyone in the area will come to that. And then for those of you who aren't in the area, I don't know, maybe we'll figure out some clever way to share the information more in a bigger way so that everybody can
that
get
would
it
be,
later.
Yeah.
That would be fun.
That would be fun. I would love that.
But yeah. tell how to find you.
People can find me currently at igniteradiance.com.
Cool.
Yeah.
You're starting a really new, exciting project. Will you just tell us what that is briefly?
I am. So I am the owner of badassmanifestation.com, and I am starting BAM parties, which are, you know, badass manifestation parties for moms, for women. And it's similar to, you know, like a book club, only this is a BAM club, and you get your girlfriends together and we help with accountability and help you to actually see those small things come to fruition and to support each other, create a tribe for one another, and really eliminate this need for somebody else to do it for you in the way of being a coach. You know, I want to give the tools to other women and help them to feel empowered to be able to do these things for themselves. But it's
a creative village, which I love.
And then
right?
you absolutely, absolutely. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, everyone should tune into Star because she's a star. She's a good one.
Thank you, Mia. It was such
so eloquently.
Such a treat to be able to spend this time with you today and with our listeners.
All right, well, and you're not getting off the hook yet. You have a question. So the question I ask everybody, and it's funny because we have not gone too deeply into food, but we've done all the important things around the food, is tell us about a meal that had a big impact on you. And it could be either the food or the company or some aha you had while sharing that meal. And, of course, it could have happened last week with your family, or you're welcome to share something from when you were a child. Whatever comes to mind.
A big aha. Well, so I was just telling people the other day, Mia, and so it just so happens that I get to plug you. I was having a slump in the middle of the afternoon, and I made myself a smoothie that is one of your recipes, and I was sharing it with a group of people, and I was saying, this changed my life. Like this simple smoothie changed my life, and people were looking at it, and they were turning their noses up. It's green. Ew, it looks like a vegetable. What is in that? And I was like,
yeah.
I'm not going to tell you what is in it. I just need you to taste it, and then you can talk to me, but
yeah.
You can't judge it until you taste it. But so anyway, that truly, I mean, it just is such a, it's such a simple thing that gave me, again, the permission to take care of myself and the realization that it can be so much easier than I expected it to be. It was an easy go-to for me for breakfast and then in the afternoon. And not only that, but it changed the way that the kids see. When they're asking for that smoothie that has spinach in it, the great mama, can I have a green smoothie? That just is amazing, you know?
Yes.
And my husband saying, sweetheart, I want to do more smoothies in the morning because I notice that I'm not eating breakfast or I'm grabbing something. I mean, he sees it too. So it just was, and I, you know, whatever, it is what it is. That's my thing. And I can give you others.
Love it. I love it. No, I love that one. That's and it's so because it's self-care, it's easy.
Yeah.
It's like liquid self-care. It's it goes right into your blood. So
it does, and
it
impacted, and it spread like wildfire. I mean, I try to tell everybody I know.
Yay! Well, maybe we'll have to make some when we're in Cincinnati. Fun.
That sounds like a great idea. I'll bring my Vitamix.
So thank you so much, Star, for being on today. And we'll have to dive. I feel like there's like 1,000 more things we have to talk about. So maybe we'll have to get you on again down the line.
Yeah.
But for today, bye, everyone. Have a great day. And I will see you on the next episode of the Plan Simple Meals podcast.
Thanks so much for tuning in to the Plan Simple Meals podcast. If you like what you heard, the biggest compliment you can give us is to share Plan Simple Meals with a friend and subscribe, rate, and review our podcast at iTunes. I absolutely love sharing simple solutions to help busy families eat clean and live well. Visit healthymomsmeetup.com and come join in on the fun. In our free group, you can chat with me and other health-seeking moms, get new recipes and tips, and never be at a loss in the kitchen again. Come join the fun at healthymomsmeetup.com. I cannot wait to meet you there.